Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From the Jazz Man, the New York Times calls a tenor saxophonist with an enigmatic, elegant, and hard-driving style. That was J.D. Allen right at the top of this hour of Neon Jazz with the tune Bigger Thomas off his latest 2016 CD called Americana, and it's a great listen. Right out of Detroit, Michigan, he got his real roots in jazz sewed with a lengthy tenure with Betty Carter. And that led to learning and gigging with such legends like Lester Bowie, George Cables. Frank Foster and the Big Band, Dave Douglas, Butch Morris, and that list goes on and on. Since the early days of his career in 2008 with Sunnyside Records, he has been releasing quality albums that the critics dig the most. These days in 2016, he is on the Savant label, and he just released this new album we heard, Americana, and its musings on jazz and blues. It is his personal journey to see how the roots of blues influence jazz. And JD is a cat that is always growing since his very early years. He's relentless about practice and improvement, and that has been evident over the years. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he spoke openly about many things, but was very vocal in regards to loving jazz.
Jazz is a way of life, man. This is jazz, you know, improvising an interview, you know, or improvising on a stage, or walking into a neighborhood that you don't quite know and trying to figure out how to be within that neighborhood, or a room of people you don't know, or a room of people you do know, you know. And I think we're blessed to always be, you know, the prerequisite for being a jazz musician is being creative and improvising.
And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs the sax, giving the world bird, and nightly jams with cats like Brett Jackson at the Green Lady Lounge, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you a good life via jazz, baby. And as we mentioned, legendary jazz singer Betty Carter was a huge influence on J.D. Allen. And before we head into her song, You're Driving Me Crazy, let's listen to J.D. talk about the best advice he ever got from Miss Carter.
One thing that Betty Carter would say, she said that if you take care of the music would take care of you. I'm sure you've heard that around, but that was the first time I heard it. It came out of her mouth.
What did I do? My tears for you make everything hazy, cloudy, the sky of blue. How true were the friends who would hear me teaching me, beating me daily. But you were the kind who would hurt me, serve me when I need you. Oh, you're driving me crazy. What did I do?
This is J.D. Allen on Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the legend and Tower of Cool, Sonny Rollins, with the tune I Could Write a Book, and he's written many. So on that topic, I asked J.D. Allen during our interview who paid him the best compliment of his career. It just so happens that it came from the guy that penned a book and is his hero.
You know, the nicest thing that ever happened to me, man, and I was like a kid. Mr. Rollins came out with a book a few years ago, and I went to his book signing in New York. And when I got to the table, he knew my name. I walked around New York for about 3 hours, and I couldn't believe that Mr. Rollins knew my name.
Man, Sonny is still going strong at the age of 85 on stage and with his live roadshow CD series that is delighting fans and critics alike, and we dig it around here. This is a cat that hasn't been on the program for some time, but is always welcome. Drummer and bandleader Chico Hamilton, back in 1954 with the tune Porch Light with Paul Horn. And don't turn it off, we got a song to listen to.
Thank you.
That was jazz pianist and composer and also a clinical professor of psychiatry at the University of California in San Francisco, Danny Zeitlin, with the tune Carol's Garden off his 2009 CD, Carnival. He grew up in the Chicago area, specifically Highland Park, and was fiddling around on the piano at the age of 2 and composing before elementary school. His father was a radiologist who played piano by ear. His mother was a speech pathologist and his first piano teacher. He ended up going to college at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign and began playing with Ira Sullivan, Johnny Griffin, Wes Montgomery, and many others. These days, he's living the good life in Marin County, California, as an avid mountain biker and wine aficionado, married actress Josephine. From the founder of the Modern Jazz Quartet, here's a cool pianist, a composer, and an arranger, John Lewis, with the 1956 tune that epitomized it all, Easy Living, and that has to be an ode to Danny Z off his LP Grand Encounter, next on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
Hey, this is Jun Sangbae. I'm from Korea, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Wolver's Kansas City-born and bred trombonist, musical arranger, and composer, Melba Liston, with the tune Zagrid This off the 2011 CD Melba Liston and Her Bones. At the age of 7, Melba's mother purchased her a trombone, and her father was very encouraging of her music journey as music lovers. At the age of 10, she moved to L.A. She was classmates with Dexter Gordon and friends with Eric Dolphy. After playing in youth bands and studying with the great Alma Hightower, she joined the big band led by Gerald Wilson in 1943. She began to work with the emerging major names of the bebop scene in the mid-40s. Melba had a clerical job for some years and supplemented that income by taking work as an extra in Hollywood. She was in films like The Prodigal in 1955 and The Ten Commandments in 1956. She would go on to become the first woman trombonist to play in big bands during the 40s and 60s. From Jazz Cat Sonny Simmons and his own blend of avant-garde free jazz soup, we give you the tune Sparrow's Last Jump off the 1982 CD Backwoods Swede. We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. It's John DeVersa in Miami, Florida, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. We'll be right back.
That was Swiss jazz trumpeter, flugelhornist, and composer Franco Ambrosetti with the 1987 tune Be a Brave Utopist off his CD Movies. So his father was one brave utopist that went by the name Flavio, and he was a saxophonist who once played opposite Charlie Parker. So as a kid, Franco had classical piano training and was also a self-taught trumpeter. Over the years, he's worked the festivals and concerts with the likes of Kenny Clarke, Dexter Gordon, Phil Woods, Cannonball Adderley, Joe Henderson, and many more. From Harlem-born jazz piano legend Bud Powell, we bring you the tune Idaho. Some more neon jazz.
Do it.
Led by jazz saxophonist and composer Lauren Stillman, that was the 2016 tune The Distance off the album by the same name. From the great American jazz guitarist, educator, and session musician Howard Roberts, we start our glide into the end of this hour of jazz together. Here he is in 1965 with the song Bluesette off the LP Something's Cookin' and Goodies. Thank you. Again, that was jazz guitar cat Howard Roberts with Bluesette, circa 1965. And finally, a friend of the show and always a cool cat, here's the great Jimmy Heath with his orchestra in tow with the 2008 tune Big P off his CD Turn Up the Heath. And he always is, man. Listen, thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man always turning up the neon lights. The neon beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yo, Joey!
Like what you heard, reach out to us. We're always here for a story, show idea, anything you want to throw our way. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.